בסוכות ישבו שבעת ימים. כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסוכות. למען ידעו דורותיכם כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל והוציאי אותם מארץ מצרים. נשאר דתו פסוקים לדריז אין חומש ויקרא פרשת אמור. לתורה סד. And this holiday is called the holiday of Sukkot because you have to dwell in the Sukkah. That's what Sukkot Teshevu. For how long? Shivat Yamim, 7 days. Of course, here in Hosea we do 8 days. Why? Why do we have to dwell in the Sukkah? Ki basukot oshavti et b'nei Yisrael. Because I made Jewish people live in Sukkot. Sukkot is a plural of Sukkah. When was that? Be'otzi'i otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why do I want you to do that every year if our fathers did? Be'ma'an yede'u dorotechem. I want the old generations to remember and to know that I took Israel out of Mitzrayim. But remembering what happened in the time I took them out of Mitzrayim, you remember the time of the coming out of Mitzrayim. Why do we have to know to remember the time that we came out of Mitzrayim? Because the Yitziat Mitzrayim proves the providence of God, that God watching over the world, rewarding the one who deserves to be rewarded and punishing the one who deserves to be punished. In other words, God watching over the world, taking care of it. Now where did Hashem put us in the Sukkot? It's written they came out of Mitzrayim. It's written Vayahanu b'Sukkot. וישעו מסוכות ויחנו בעתם. And when God, when he took them from Ramesses, he brought them into, they landed in a place called Sukkot. Why do they call them Sukkot? There is two meanings to it. How did they land in a Sukkah? Some they say, how did they live in this, they call the place Sukkah, they came to a place called Sukkah. Some say, because the place was called Sukkot, because the Jewish people, when they came there, they were under the heat of the sun. They didn't know what to do. What did they do? They built for themselves Sukkot, to protect themselves. That is why the name of the place was Sukkot, and these are the Sukkot that they dwelled in them. And that's why we make Sukkot. But the Torah said, Ki basukot hoshavti. I made them live in a sukkah. If they build a sukkah for themselves, not I made them. What is ki basukot hoshavti? That what they say is sukkot, they had two different kinds of sukkah. They had that sukkah that they built, the sukkah that God made for them. What is the sukkah that God made for the Jewish people? From the clouds. Anane kavod. Clouds that Hashem put under them, above them, four sides, four walls of clouds. And another one ahead of them. For what? To level the land. Wherever they go, there is paved. And not only paved, the one that's up becomes down, down becomes up. That's mean no valley, go up and climb, that they will get tired. No. And they're on the clouds, like magic carpet, taking them. Ooh. That's ki basukot, sukkot of ananei kavod, hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael. When a person lives in a sukkah, he has to think that I'm living in a sukkah, because to remember that the sukkot that we were in when we count ourselves, which sukkot we have to remember? Remember both. The ones that our fathers built for themselves, and the one that God made for us, that we were floating on, or flying on, whatever it is. This is the Sukkot. Now, if you look at the Pasuk, בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים. דוות סוכות, תצן סמך, כף, תו. No vav in between. בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים, תצן בית, סמך, כף, תו, בסוכות. Three times the word Sukkot is mentioned in this pasuk. Pasukot Yeshuv Shvat Yamim. Kol Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshuv Pasukot. Every citizen of the land of Israel must sit in the Sukkah. Must live in the Sukkah. Then, Leman Yid'u Dorotechem Ki Pasukot Hoshavdi. The word Sukkot the third time is not written the same as the first and second. Sitten Samech, Kaf, Vav, Tav. What's that? Why at the beginning he put Sukkot with Ad Vav twice, and then he gives the third time with Vav? Because when there is Vav, surely it is a plural, Sukkot. But when there is no Vav, you don't know for sure you're supposed to read it by Sukkot or by Sukkot. If you say Sukkot, what's the difference between Sukkot and Sukkot? Sukkot is many. Sukkot is one, Sukkot of. Now, if there is here Sukkot, there is another Sukkot without Vav. The third one with Vav, there would be at least how many? Sukkot is one. Second time Sukkot is one, that's two. Sukkot is two at least with Vav. That will be four altogether. The Torah intentionally put it this way to tell you that there is here something to learn. Once the word Sukkot comes, Sukkah, for the name of them, these things that you build is called Sukkah. The other three come to teach you that you need at least three walls to the Sukkah. Shalosh defanot. And the Shalosh Defanot doesn't have to be complete. Could be two walls, and the other one, part. Doesn't have one from the doorway. And one could be open. That's a Sukkah. But really, what is the best way of the Sukkah to do it? The word Sukkah is teaching you how. How do you write the word Sukkah? Samech, Kaf, He. Look at the letter Samech. How many sides does it have? Four. It tells you the best thing, make it Samech. Make it four. You can make it Samech. Then make it Kaf. Kaf how many? Three words. You can make it Kaf. You don't have enough material to make Kaf. Make it He. Two. And the third was doorway. Good? That's a Kaf. The word Sukkah teaching you what is the better, what's the minimum that you have to do. And this one side is open. And now, when the Torah said Sukkah, said, you know, they called Sukkot another name. Sukkot has few names. One is Sukkot. Another name is Hag HaAsif. The Hag HaAsif תעשה לך, באוספך את תבואת השנה. He's saying, you know, when you make this holiday of Sukkot, at the time that you gather all the produce of the land, you bring it into the crop, into the warehouses. Why? Why do you take them? You take them in? For the rain comes, and Eretz Israel when the rain comes. Exactly, this is the time. Heshvan. Right after Tishri. Heshvan, that's the rain. The time before, bring there that hag that comes at the time of the Asif, of collecting everything from the field, bringing it in. And they tell you, make it at that time. I've always learned from it many laws because they said that. What is it? Said you have to make the Sukkah, be careful. Why they call it Sukkah? The word Sekach in Hebrew means cover. you learned in Humash. Hashem said to Moshe, let people of Israel make keruvim in the Mishkan. What's a keruvim? Make something image of little children. Where you are keruvim with wings. Their wings are open, open this way, not open this way, standing this way. Now the wing is sochechim bechanfehem ala kaporet. They cover with their wings on the kaporet. What's kaporet? The cover of the ark. Sochechim. Sochechim means cover. Then sekach, when we say sekach, means a cover. Then the Torah said, sukkah, they call it old sukkah because of the sekach. But why they follow the sekach? What's wrong with the world? The walls don't have special laws. The walls you can do from anything you want. You can make it from metal, you can make it from wood, fabric, anything you want, you make the walls. There is no limit. The only thing, make it really permanent, to stay. And I put sheet flying with the regular normal wind, takes it up and down. That's no good. You have to put, you want to put sheet, put. Tie them down, tie them up, that they stay. Stable, I mean, over there. But you put the sheet on here, hang on the top, at the bottom always, oh, blows up. That's not a wall. But there has to be a wall from anything. But a cover, oh, wait a minute. Covers it. Different matter altogether. Cover has condition. Should not be made from anything that eligible to get tumah. What are the things that they get tumah? If it is food. You come and bring branches of tree that bears fruit. And you put the food with it. And you put it to cover. Hey, all this food is not good. Why? Because if something tumah would touch food, it becomes tumah. That's not good. Take piece of metal. You have iron bars. You want to put them to cover the sukkah. Bad, not good. Why? Metal gets tumah. Anything that gets tumah, no good. How about wood? Wood depends. If you take this table, this is wood. Take the cover off, and you put it on there, on the sukkah. No good. Why? Once it became a tool of something, became a table. It gets tumah. If it was a piece of wood before it's made into some kind of a tool, it's okay. That's called pishutekala. It's some still piece of wood that you took it. But Hachamim can say even plain piece of wood, if it is white, don't put it. Why? To look like you're building something. Again, like us. No, no, no. We want the sukkah temporary thing. That's why they tell you, you want a strip of wood, should be 10. Not to be 16 inches, one, that's pasul legamri, that's called nesarim, neser, shell, board, that you put it. You make boards and you put over the sukkah to cover, no good. But there is, you know, those strips that have worn them when, then, and you want to put them on the sukkah for the cover. It's okay, good luck to them.
Like the shade, the bamboo, the roll-up?
Well, that's like the shade, that's a different wash. Okay.
They use them for the, really? For the shul?
They use them, the shades, some rabbis objected to it, some they didn't. Some they objected because of the strings that are in it. On the shade there is a string
right. That
holds them together. So these strings become something. But really, the halacha is mutar. Why? Because this string is not mekaber tumah, because it needs, in order to be mekaber tumah, something that wide at least, three etzvaot. Three fingers. This is not called a piece of garment. Garment mekaber tumah when it is at least three fingers wide, which is about 3 inches. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's why it's not. But some they didn't like it, not because of that. So since it's being used to tie everything together, it doesn't come between, even if it is one. It's a matter of opinion. There's two opinions about it. But there is another thing. Sometimes there is a shade that's being used for different things. All these many times, I saw one man once, he built a sukkah. He said, "Oh, I want you to check my sukkah." I went there, I saw. Is this exactly like the shades of rag? That's called. They put it on the sukkah. I said, "Where'd you get this?" "Oh, it's a miracle, you know. This came to me exactly on time." I said, "How came it to you on time?" "Just before Sukkot, I got a very big shipment from China. And, I don't know, some goods. And they wanted these containers that made out of this bamboo. I took them, and I put it." I said, "Shema, I said, your sukkah psula." I said, "Oh, my sukkah psula? Why?" I said, "Because you took it from this that made into a container. Was a tool already, that's Mekabel Tumah. Mekabel Tumah is no good. Wood that made into a tool, finish."
So if it was made for a shade, for the purpose of a shade, no good.
The purpose of a shade, it's a question. Because that does not become a container, that shade, if they used it as a shade or not.
It was made to be a shade.
It's a shade.
They didn't use
nobody
it.
Used it yet as a shade.
It's not.
Somebody
says,
since wasn't that used yet, it would be okay.
It's not made for sechach, it's a chatan. It's got
to
be made.
Doesn't
special.
Have to be made for sechach, no.
No?
No. Do you have to study chashab bardeli? You know what's a chashab bardeli? Thin strip of wood that have in the lumber yard and put it. It's okay, it's kosher. It's not made for zakah. Made to put, I don't know, on the ceiling for roofing.
But they didn't use it yet, so.
Huh?
But they didn't use it yet.
Didn't use it. Doesn't matter.
Well, we bought now for B'nai Yosef.
Huh?
We bought for B'nai Yosef.
Oh, Adam Bilalek, Hashem Kandadi.
No, Allah Adek,
Trisma.
No, Adam,
the
poles?
The matting.
Or the matting.
Rabbi,
this is made special for that.
The what?
We have a hechsher from Rabbi Yosef, Avodah Yosef.
The what?
The matting. That's like with the roll-up?
The roll-up,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The roll-up. We bought in number.
You mean that's the
bamboo? Like we were just discussing.
No, yes. Not bamboo, Hakam. No.
It's not bamboo.
Hakam,
it's thin pieces of wood.
Completely new. And about mashift.
They call it the roll-up because it has the string.
Piece of wood that's made from bamboo, what do you mean?
Yeah. It doesn't look like bamboo, that's
not
what I said.
Round
no.
Pole.
They
the
make
round
it look plywood now.
It's a smoss.
Not the round balls, Hakam.
He knows, you know.
Not round.
Rectangular.
Roshu.
Yeah, flat.
Which one plywood with the strings? Plywood with the strings.
Wahda mshabbaka bittani.
Yeah, I know.
Mushkil motl al-bamboo kal wahda lahal.
Yeah, I know. Well, my function didn't like it, but, yeah.
No?
I use the poles every year, but it's a big pain in the neck to put it up and take it down and store it, and they get...
I use the same thing.
Yeah?
I use the pole, the bamboo pole.
They get in the garage, they get mildew, and I have to throw them away and always buy new ones and clean them.
No, with mine, they don't get mildew.
No?
So far, they didn't.
Good. Your garage must be...
I have no problem.
If you ripe it
can you use those bamboo?
Nylon, cellophane,
yeah,
something like that.
Dried bamboo.
They have to be dry when
can
you
put it. Can you use it for a perfect after
like what?
It's hot inside. Water goes in. And hot
like
out.
What? So for batting? Baseball?
Goes in the bamboo.
Yeah.
For a useful perfect.
Like what? But what do you use it? If you use,
I don't know what they use. I don't know what they use it for.
It's a fishing pole.
If you use the bamboo, buy new bamboo, use it for a cup. And after it's cooked, can you use it for another purpose?
Like what? He wants to know if you'll be able to use it for Sukkot next year. Depend what? If you use it as a tool for something, finish, you can't use it for Sukkot.
For following
you. Haram. When you use it for something, khalas. Haram.
Back to the tool, can
you? You mean by who?
There is another thing. Now let's go to the next condition. Should be detached from the ground. Person said, wonderful. What do you want me to do? They tell you, you must have something that grows out of the ground. You can take it and, okay, I'll take synthetic things. Doesn't grow out of the ground. I'll make it. I don't know. There are many things that don't grow out of the ground. there is leather that comes from animal skins, and they'll put it. Oh, no, good. You need to have something that comes from things that grows out of the ground, from a tree. Take the wood from the tree. The wood comes from what? Tree. Compare it. Take the branches of a tree. So the process is wonderful. Now I have in my yard beautiful tree, umbrella tree. There is shade. I have already the sekach. The tree itself, covering. Wait a minute.
Detached.
Must be detached. Must be cut off the tree. That means you cut the branches and you put them on the top of the sukkah, then becomes the sukkah. Otherwise, if it's attached to the tree yet, pasul. That's called mahubbar in Hebrew. Mahubbar is no good. It's not kosher. Person comes and says, okay, I'll cut a few branches, I'll put them in the sukkah, and the sukkah will be under the tree. And no good. You have the shades that comes, shady area of the sukkah, has to be only from that detached one. But if you remove the detached, still you have shady area from the tree. Which means if you come, you build the sukkah with the sukkah or everything under a tree, it's no good. Many people, they put sukkah in their backyard, and they have a tree over there, and the tree is shading on the sukkah. No good. Sukkah no good. The person must see to it that he has a corner with that. The tree is shading on the sukkah. And here, if this is the sukkah, a tree is here, shading over here, on this part. And this part is not shady. You can sit here, but you can sit here. If you sit here and you eat here, you make avera. You sit here. But even here, not always is good. Suppose the tree is shading from here till here. And you measure here, there's not enough shiur for sukkah. It's not good. If you sit here, it's not good.
What's
there isn't enough.
Shiur for sukkah, Rabbi?
Huh?
What's the minimum shiur for sukkah?
Ah, that's a good question. What's the minimum shiur? 28 inches by 28 inches. Shiv'at tefahim. Each tefah has 4 inches. 28 by 28, small area.
Yeah, very small.
Not much. Do you understand? As long as you have here area, you sit under it. It's good. But it has to be sitting under that. But sometimes even if you sit under it, it's not good. Suppose the shady branches of that covers all of it this way. Covers here, left only this way, here. And you sit here, there is 28 by 28 inches. But when you sit here, this has only 2 walls, this sukkah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Those walls are no good. Here there's 2 walls. You need sukkah, and that's it's not sufficient to have 2 walls.
So you have to have the 28 by 28 plus the 2 and a little bit.
That's right. They have to have the hair, sukkah. Okay. That's it.
If you have a tree, a high tree, can you still have it there?
If the sun comes there, doesn't make it shady, yes. But if it's not still, it's shady from the tree, it's not good.
Well, look,
there are so many laws complicated in this sukkot that people think they do the mitzvah of sukkot. I remember I was a young man in Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. He used to come to Talmidei Chachamim, the rabbis. I said, Rabbi, please, come to our house. I used to go to tell them many times, this is good, this is not good. I was very good in it, in the halachot of sukkah. And I used to have to be the hakamim, even a part of the so please, pass by our house. I used to pass, give my opinion. I said, this is not good, this is good. He used to be the hakamim, much older than me. Ham Abraham, Mansi, others. Once I went to that, I told him, sukkah's not good. I said, didn't you ask me to come to your house? He said, yes. I said, it's not good, why? Hold it. It's not good. Sukkah. I was telling him, he said, you're right. I didn't realize. Gosh. Then, as I told you, here I went into the sukkah also. One of the finest men in our community. That's when he got it in the shipment, the goods in it. He Shemai said, and he invited me to come to make Kiddush in the Sukkah and tell him. And I went in the Kiddush the first day. I looked, said, how could I have anything here? I told him, I'm sorry. And he felt very bad. And this is the idea. Then this is what the Torah said. Basukot teshevu shivat yamim. כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסוכות, למען ידעו דורותיכם כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל ועשי אותם מהמצרים. Of course, what I said about the meaning of Sukkot and the laws of Sukkah, very good. But in the Rashot they give also some idea why the Torah wanted us to go out of the house, go into a sukkah and live there. It's so, the Torah so particular. Remember that sukkah. What is the idea of sukkah? Sukkah is a temporary house. Why? Like in summer, what do? You build a place that usually a god sits down there to look, outlook, if there's anybody comes to the garden to brag and that, and he watches, scouting to see if anybody comes. That's sukkah, a temporary place. But the house you build, permanent. The Torah said, listen, you just made Kippur, you made Teshuvah, made everything. Come out, go into a sukkah. Remember that life in this world is temporary. It's only passing by a corridor to go into the palace. That's his life is, person reflects on himself, not to think he's going to live forever, going to build and build, accumulate everything for how long? For 1,000 years, for 2,000 years? What are you preparing yourself for what? We don't tell you not to. Do. Shlomo HaMelech said, Lech el Nemala Atzel, Re'ev Derachea V'Chacham. Go to that living thing which is called Ant, Nemala. Look at her and learn from her. Don't be lazy. The Nemala, you know how much does she eat throughout her lifetime? Not more than one grain of wheat. It's sufficient for her for all the time she lives. How long does it live? 6 months. Comes the winter, no ant. They live for, but the whole summer, what does she do? She piles up. She prepares the nemala. She brings food and she puts it, she stores it. She brings more, she stores it. She makes a very big pile of food. Tachin b'kayitz lahma agera b'katsir ma'achala. The whole summer, she's preparing her bread. She gathering during the time of the harvest her food. For where? I mean, don't be lazy, walk. But you as a human being, we tell you don't be lazy, but at the same time prepare for later. When do you prepare? For after this temporary life. That's the whole idea of sukkah. Sukkah is dirat arai. That's why if a person builds a sukkah like a house, but it makes a sukkah. What is the main part of the sukkah? Is the sukkah. That's why it's called sukkah. If the sukkah would be made as a house, permanent, strong, that's why I told you in a Sarim board that you want to make the sukkah from a board. I tell you, no good. Hachamim. Should be narrow piece of wood. This is the idea of the sukkah. Then the Torah says, not enough that you sit in a sukkah. Of course, we said before, I told you the laws. You don't build a sukkah under a tree, because that's not the shade that doesn't come from the sukkah that the Torah requires. That should be from detached from the ground, should be something that grows out of the ground, should be not mekabel tum'ah, not made into a tool. But with all these conditions, they come to tell us, sometimes you have difficulties, you want to build a sukkah, you don't have material, you don't have walls. But you have in your house, all of a sudden you see a skylight, eh? You You see, the sky now, it has the size of a sukkah. What do we need? That's the sukkah, we said. It's 7 tefachim square, which is 28 by 28 inches. Wonderful. My skylight is larger than that. I'm going to sit under the skylight. I'll open the skylight. I'll put the sukkah over there. I'll sit over there. I'll put the table. I'll sit and eat over there. Yes, very good. You could, provided one thing. From the wall to the skylight, the ceiling that you have, there is a certain size is no good. It has to be a maximum of 4 amot. What's called 4 amot? Plenty. What's 4 amot? 8 feet. Okay, if I have within less than 8 feet from the wall to the skylight, same thing from the other side, something from here, there, good enough. Why? So what do I know? Still, I don't have walls for them. So this is the wall. This is the wall, but look, it's far away. The wall is not with the sukkah. No, I consider this like the wall is crooked. Can't you build a wall like this and make a sukkah? So what do I know? This is the wall, went bending. That's called a wall. As long as it is within 4 amot, it's part of the wall. And you sit over there in the middle. Wonderful thing. Person comes and says, here, I'll have a skylight, open and close. Yes, why not? If you can make arrange such a thing that your skylight will be open, that you're in your house. You have the sukkah in your house, what do you need? If you come and say, what will I do when it's raining? I close the skylight. Or put something, a cover to it. That shouldn't come to rain into the house. A person can do it. You know what they used to do? They used to find all kind of inventions how to make the sukkah, because they didn't have no space on that, they didn't have material to build walls for sukkah. They used to have a bed, but the bed is outside. They put it outside in the street near the door. The door into the house was exactly with the street. They take one bed. The beds, those days used to be, you know, poles. You know, you see those beds many times. That there is a cover to them.
Canopy
bed. Yeah. And they bring it out. They put right away sheets around the bed. He sits on the bed and he eats over there. I saw it with my own eyes. Yemenite Jews in Israel, Jerusalem. They put the bed out and they put sheets around, they put a sekach on the top. They were sitting in the bed and eating near the door of the house, outside. He just took the bed out of the house and put it there. And maybe if the weather was good also, he slept over there. Which they used to sleep in. We used to sleep in a sekach. Yerushalayim was difficult because it gets cold during the night. But they did, many people. Wrapped themselves good and he slept, because it was a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. There was only one boy who came here, who was a guest by one of our people. He insisted he wants to sleep in the sukkah. The host tells him, Rabbi, here you don't sleep in the sukkah. He gets sick. No, no, dress good. He dressed good and he slept. Shema Yisrael. He was sick for 2 weeks. Alav Shalom, he passed away. Rabbi Levi Ashkenazi came from, it's unbelievable, from overseas, and he came. But one of our people, this man felt so bad for him, the host, because he kept asking, "Please, Rabbi, it's impossible, you'll get sick here." He said, "No, no." It was terrible, a terrible weather, cold wind, and he got sick. Then that means depend well. And Gemara said, "Amitzta'er patur min hasukkah." If a person would suffer, he's patur min hasukkah. The Torah didn't say that you got to suffer in sukkah. This is not kippur ve'anitem et nafshotechem. The Torah said, "Basukot teshevu," should be livable. You know, teshevu means taduro, should be livable and to eat, it's okay. To sleep when you're mitzvah, it's not livable, no. You're patur. And this is why when Adam shorchim ledvar mitzvah, they travel, they go for some mitzvah, they made him patur from being in the sukkah. Depend what he does. Now there is another thing. The Torah said, Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha. A person comes in, the Torah said, Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha. He is very smart. He goes to the field, you see, oof, he has here all kinds of straw and everything that, and after the harvest and that was accumulated, there were a pile of something from the straws. After they separated the seeds from, you know, the grain from the stalk, and he comes to the idea, I said, very good, I'll dig in here into this pile of straw, yeah? And I'll go like a cave, I'll sit there and eat. I have a sukkah over here. Here's the sukkah here. This is good for sukkah. So this is goes out of the ground, detached from the ground now, and everything is good. And it's not mekabel tuma, it's not become a tool. And then, wonderful thing. I said, no. Chag HaSukkot ta'aseh lecha, ve'lo min ha'asui. This cover was before you made the sukkah. So good. You have to make the sukkah. You have to make the cover to the sukkah. Oh, shalom, my father. Even when he got very old, and he was a sick man, he would insist, we build a sukkah every year. But Dad, I tell him, in the backyard, we have plenty of room, our backyard. We can just build a sukkah and leave it. He said, no, to build it anew every year. We have to be mishtadelim b'mitzvah. Work on the mitzvah. Now you leave it, you work once and you leave it for all the years. Well, it's the feeling you are doing something for the mitzvah. Okay. Then we build. Every year, we come, he will bring the strips of wood, myself, my brothers, everybody, a hammer in his hand, we knock the nails. Then, after we build all the frame, come my father and say, wait, we come to put the car down. Here's the ladder. He himself goes up on the ladder, give me the sukkah before him, and he holds it. He says, "Vashem Yahavut Kachabu," and here I come to fulfill the mitzvah of building the sukkah. As the Torah commanded us, Vasukkot Teshivu Shvatim, special prayer, he's saying, "Vashem Yahavut," and everything. Then he puts, and he looks what size he puts. He puts from the wall, covers that part that will be already Shehu Sukkah. Calls me, calls my brother. You do the other part, you know, that everybody would cheer the mitzvah. And he said, what's written over there? Vayiten el ha-na'ar vayimaher la'asot oto. He said, Abraham Avinu gave his son. He told him, come on, do. Why? So he did. Then he told his son, I want you to share the mitzvah. That's how our fathers were careful that we shall do the mitzvah. Ta'aseh ve'lo min ha'asui. There is this question in the books, how about if you make a sukkah, you put the cover, and you don't make the walls. But you put the cover first, and then you make the walls. So not good. Some poskim, they said, no, this is okay, you are doing it. No. You already made it before making the walls, there is no sukkah yet. You have to make the walls, that when you make the sukkah, it will be a sukkah already. When you complete. The sukkah has to be after the walls. One year I came here, they were making the sukkah here, they put the cover first. I say, you know, I said, what do you mean? Over here, they're always watching us, and they told us, good, go ahead. I said, I tell you, it's no good. Take it off. It's a matter of opinions in the books. There's two opinions about it. I insisted they should take it off. Make the walls first, and that, because there are two opinions in the books, if it's kosher or not. And this is ta'aseh ve'lo min ha'asui. Yes.
How come there's no beracha when you put up the mitzvah?
Very good question. In the Gemara, there is beracha.
To do mitzvah.
Very good question. And the Gemara Yerushalmi said that there is beracha in the time that they make the sukkah. But with the beracha is shehiyanu. Because the bracha is not to make the sukkah. The mitzvah of the sukkah is written in the Torah that you live in the sukkah. Suppose you have the sukkah already for years, you are allowed to live in it. You don't have to make it every year.
But we do it just for better. Put up a sukkah, and most mitzvot have bracha to.
I said, There is no mitzvah in the Torah make a sukkah. Suppose a goy made the sukkah. You go, you live in it. You fulfill your duty.
So there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah?
Not the mitzvah of the Torah that you have to build a sukkah. The mitzvah of the Torah that you have to live in a sukkah. But sukkot the Shavuot, the Torah said, but ta'asu sukkot. Do you understand? Hag ta'asu. But ta'asu sukkah there isn't. Hag a sukkot ta'asu chadur, a holiday. But sukkah there isn't. There is but sukkot the Shavuot. Therefore, if there is a goy build a sukkah and you come and you live in it, it's okay.
So the Shiva
sukkah, but that's a we answer. Just to show our love for mitzvot, we do it. We say it's a good mitzvah to make a sukkah, but it's not the mitzvah of the Torah that you should make a sukkah.
So the Shiva sukkah, that's the beracha then?
The Shiva, that's the beracha, but there is beracha. We said on the asiyah for shehayan, simcha, we do shehayan and kiddush already. Shehayan and kiddush also for the sukkah and for the day.
For having the sukkah, but there's no mitzvah, right. But it's not a mitzvah to build one.
That's right, but when you build, you are having it. That's what he's asking.
Is it better than not to eat in the sukkah before Sukkot? It's up now for a couple of days.
Oh yeah, of course.
So the children should
of
not...
Of course, there is a question. Now that you ask this, there is a question in Sukkot. The Torah says, Basukkot Shavu Shiv'at Yamim, seven. If you sit eight, you're making Avera.
That's
in Torah. You can't add. The Torah said, if you are putting here, you have tefillin. The Torah said, put four parashiyot. If I put five parashiyot, Avera, Pasul. No good, and Avon. Lotosif, all of them. Lotosif.
But if your sukkah is up, like now, I want to eat in it tonight, but I don't eat in it tomorrow, the day after, until the beginning of the holiday, is that still considered tosif?
No.
Only when it's next to the day?
Of course, in the middle of the year you come, you sit in the sukkah. Yeah. When it is together with it, it goes. It shows that you made, instead of seven, eight continuously.
So either before or right after?
Before or after, same thing. Because here comes, they say, I didn't finish it. The question was, the Torah said 7 days. And you know in Chutz La'aretz, we come and say, listen, Yom Tov is 1 day, you make two. Therefore, if the first day of Sukkot, like this year, what is it? The first day, Saturday. Correct?
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. So first day, Sunday, Saturday, is supposed to be Yom Tov. Second day is supposed to be what? Chol HaMoed. Right. The Torah said only, Bayom HaRishon, HaKodesh, Bayom HaShemini, Atzeret Yelachem. Bayom HaShemini is a different holiday altogether. Sukkot is Shiva Yamim. The first day only, 1 day, is Makar Kodesh. What do we do? We do not only first day, not only Shabbat, Sunday also. Why? Because we say, at the time of our fathers, they didn't know when it was Rosh Chodesh. If Tuesday or Wednesday, Saturday or Sunday. If you don't know if it is Saturday, then the 15th will be Saturday. Then the first day of Sukkot will be Saturday. If Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, then the 15th will be Sunday. Since they didn't know, what did they do? They made 2 days. Now, if Saturday is the first day, when will be the 7th day? Friday. If Sunday is the first day, when will be the 7th day?
Saturday.
Then what shall we do now? Shall we sit in the following Saturday in Sukkah or not? If you sit and you are not supposed to sit, not to see people. If you don't sit, you are making Yom Tov Sunday, which means the first day. How can you not sit? In the books, there are three opinions about it. Some they say, no, you don't sit. Sukkot, there are only 7 days. Even in Chutz La'aretz. Some they say, no, you sit, you say, beracha, everything. Because, misafek, you know, there's no lotosif on it. Lotosif, when you mean to do against the Torah, you want to add, but you don't want to add. Your idea is only to make 7 days, you don't know when. Some they came, they made a compromise. Sit and don't say beracha. When you don't say beracha, it shows that you don't do it for Sukkah, only misafek. It shows proofs here, you see. I'm sitting only, I'm not saying beracha. That's what the din of Shahar Aruch, Moran.
What do we do?
That's the din of Shahar Aruch. You sit and you don't say beracha. They took the No, no, they don't say beracha. They make shemini atzeret. Beracha of shemini atzeret. But they say, they stay in the sukkah.
No, there's
no the sheva sukkah. No beracha on the sheva sukkah. And they use the prayers shemini atzeret. But you sit in the sukkah.
We say the Lashir Basukah all the rest of the 6 days if we're going to have bread?
If you have bread, yes.
Two kazayits? Is it?
Kabetza, yeah.
That's it.
If you have bread, you say the Lashir Basukah every time you eat bread.
Even the Kukos?
Sure.
Even Shemini said it?
No.
No, then no.
Said the 7 days. He asked me during the 7 days of Sukkot. We said the Lashir Basukah. Then, these are the things of whatever I'm just collecting, accumulating certain laws about Sukkot, about the Sukkah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What's considered mitzta'er as far as raining?
Raining, if it's raining, that spoils the food, that enough drops come to spoil the food, that's what you are not supposed to.
What spoils the food?
Rain. If there is enough dripping, enough. Sometimes drizzling didn't come down yet. When it comes down, finished, spoils the food for you.
No matter how much, even if it's dripping on every little
water. As long as it comes dripping down, finish your patur. And therefore, if a person comes and says, even I'm patur, I want to sit. The Hachamim went against it. The Harav Haida said, Kula patur min adabar ba'aseu nikra hediot. If you will say beracha, the beracha is beracha levatala. That's why we differ from the Ashkenazim.